I hope you're not going to do the bad thing.
What's the bad thing? Bad thing.
I think I know who you're taking, and it's not the bad thing, but I hope you're not doing the bad thing.
I wish I knew what the bad thing was. I'm going to end up doing the bad thing on accident. I don't even know.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to episode number 61 of With My Next Pick, the show we draft a random topic and let you guys vote and decide on who you think picked the best team. I'm your host, Topa, and I brought two mediocre people with me today. Kevin.
Why are you going with me first? Also, it's been so long. I think we need a new entrance, Christopher. We're in season three. You can't just sit there and keep on doing the same old shit anymore.
But I got that one memorized, so it's really easy for me. And I went with you first because Justin's currently eating a salad, and I figured he would want to not chew his salad for the people.
Thank you for giving me a chance to swallow. I am Justin. I am going to continue eating my salad.
All right. Well, Justin's having a salad. Our last episode, we drafted our favorite MCU movies, and Kevin won running away.
Oh, yeah. Wait, running away? All right, good.
I think you won close on the Twitter, and I think you beat me on Facebook by like 12 votes or so last time I looked. I got a lot of, it was weird because Justin got way less votes than me, but I had more comments directed at my list, and I didn't understand that because I thought it was pretty solid.
Well, I got a few fans that were like coming at me for Doctor Strange. And I gotta be honest, like, I don't know where this like Doctor Strange love is coming from, because it certainly didn't come up when people went to the fucking theaters, because it was one of the lowest grossing ones ever. Like, I don't know where all that's coming from. And then people were like adamant that Thor Ragnarok, I had like three people, they were like, Thor Ragnarok's not in a top five MCU. What?
It's fantastic. Top three, in my opinion.
It's my number one. And it has now recently passed Winter Soldier, which I still think is fantastic. Actually, Infinity War is up there. Infinity War, Ragnarok are 1A and B. But yeah, there was a lot of weird, passionate, stupid fans out there.
Emphasis on the stupid.
I couldn't believe my mentions, and I was like, your list sucks. I'm like, what do you mean? I got Ant-Man's not a bad movie.
No, I told you, I liked your list. The only reason I thought you were going to do better than me was Spider-Man and Guardians. I thought Guardians had a bigger fan base. So if I had a choice, I would have swapped Guardians in, and otherwise I would have taken my list. But I'm surprised. I'm glad I won. I guess Spider-Man's a big one for people. And I guess Doctor Strange, which I said was not going to make any difference, apparently got me some votes.
I even came to your defense, Kevin, when the kid was like, Thor Ragnarok's not a top five MCU movie. I was like, okay, name your top five then. He put Doctor Strange in his top five. And I was like, you are immediately disqualified from this conversation.
I looked up six lists, just like we do on these. Like, I was like, that top MCU movies. And five out of the six of them had Thor Ragnarok squarely in their top five. And the only one that didn't had it at nine. And it had Captain America, the First Avenger, as the best movie. So I was like, okay, well, that list doesn't count.
That list is immediately thrown out.
But this was like Vox, this was like Collider, this was like Screen Rant. And then for some reason, and I will never understand this one, it was like Men's Health. So
Men's Health.
Yeah, I don't really understand that one. That was probably the one that got disqualified. But
well, so as I mentioned, we're on episode 61, which means we're about a third of the way through the
You didn't mention that, did you?
I did it right at the top. I said, welcome to With My Next Pick. This is episode 61. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, well, I forgot because I was telling you that you need to see. That's it. People tune it out because they've heard it a million times.
It gives them a chance to get into the episode without. You should just make it a drop so I don't have to do it every day. I don't want to do it.
Well,
so
you still have to introduce the episode number.
Welcome to blah, 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 With My Next Pick. And then I'll just say 62 real fast. And then we'll just move on. But anyway, so we've done. This season, we've done 10 episodes, and we've done one bonus poll. So I went back today because I had
10 episodes, one bonus poll. The math supports that.
So that's good for 11. And this season, through the first third, Kevin, you've won 5. I've won 4, and Justin has won 2.
Oh, okay. And so my math was slightly off because I thought I had 5 already, and this was my 6th one.
Nope, this was number 5. I went through it today. And Justin's two wins were like within the first 3 weeks. So he has sucked consistently pretty much for about 7 weeks now.
All right. Okay.
And I like that. People, what I know the people are asking.
What are the people? Hold on. Before we get into this, because my math is off by like one show, which I'm surprised about because I'm better at math than you. Did you actually look at Twitter too?
Yes, I did.
No, yes, you didn't. You fucking lied. So fans, these numbers are probably not even accurate because
I can't do the math
to all you figure have to do, out Twitter. All you have to do is just listen to the shows. We tell who the winner was.
No, I know who the winner was. I got all those right.
Are you sure you got all those right is what I'm saying?
Yes, yes, I'm 100% sure.
But you just said you didn't go to Twitter, so how do you know?
Because I always win on Twitter. So the only way it's possible that you had any more wins would be if you beat Justin, and you had Justin hasn't.
But I just won. Three. But I just won on Twitter, so that theory doesn't work.
Was an outlier, much like the men's health list or whatever it was that you looked at. This was an anomaly. Anyways, as the people, I'm sure, are very, very. I don't know. They want to know.
I'm pretty sure Christopher just diddled the air as he was trying to come up with either diddle the air or spirit fingers.
I've been doing like a lot of physical labor the last 2 days. So like I'm getting dumber because of that. I haven't done any like.
You do look like more like Justin today. I do have to say that you do look more
shockingly like handsome with terrible hair.
No,
I resent that.
Anyways.
I think episodes. I resent that, but like, thank you at the same time.
It was like a backhanded compliment.
Yeah. Can you not have food? We've been talking fans. If you've noticed, there's really been a two-man show right now because Justin's fat ass hasn't eaten all day. I'll give it that. I can understand that. We offered to let him eat before we recorded, but he's like, no, let's go. So Justin, you're finally done eating. Stop fucking chewing and having food in your mouth.
I didn't want it in my teeth. Then you guys got to see it.
Anyways, our MVP voting.
Since this is important. This is all this was about.
Justin's, yes, the only reason I went back and did this. Justin Simmons, you are currently in third place with 21 of a possible 33 votes. I am in second place with 22.
So nothing's changed.
And you Kevin is in first place with 23. But I'm right on the doorstep, folks. I'm right there.
So am I.
And that keep and me coming. Shh. If you look at the last five episodes, I'm looking at a second place and three firsts. I'm feeling good. The MVP voting, people, it's real and it's coming. I'm going to be the MVP. I feel it.
I can't believe you literally just spent all this time. And something's not right. We've definitely done more than 10 episodes. Like, I think we messed up the math. Like,
10 episodes up. In season three and then one bonus poll. That's what we've done. I went back. I looked.
Something's not adding up right.
I spent a full 8 minutes on this today, so you know it's real.
That's a lot longer than his normal 15 seconds.
It's big facts. I could have done my research six times over.
We've done 10 episodes recorded.
And one
right.
bonus poll.
He's
I
right.
Know, I was there for it.
I don't know. My I'm like, Justin. Yeah, I don't know where my math has been because I've been like,
been here for
all
of them.
Season.
You think that you always are going to think you're better than you actually are. This is something you've always done.
Yeah.
Now that we've gotten that really important information out of the way, hashtag Topa for MVP. Keep that going. This is our 11th episode of the season. The first one in the second third. And today.
Oh my God. This math that you are doing.
I'm
blowing my mind.
So many numbers that you can't possibly say I'm wrong because you wouldn't be able to follow it. When Kevin texted me this topic yesterday, I was like, what the fudge is he talking about?
I like it.
I was like, I have no idea how to do this.
It's very easy. And,
but the thing is, I know the people and people love celebrity couples. Everyone has their favorite one. I don't understand why.
But all of a sudden, Topa gets a few wins under his belt. He knows the people. He's
yeah,
one of them.
It was just
he
knows the same.
Yeah, Topa, big fan of people, loves company.
Also, hold on. To back this up, too, he said, and I quote, when Kevin sent this over to me, I was thinking, what the fuck? How am I going to do this? And then somehow he knows the people.
Well, I understand. Unlike me, the people do love celebrity couples, which is what we're going to do today. We're going to draft our favorite celebrity couples. This one, I'm handicapped here. I feel like Justin usually does if we do like a video game or like something where you have to read. Like there's a handicap. And so
I'm gonna do my best. Fuck off me, will you? Jesus Christ.
I was trying to just slip it in, but
yeah. No, I heard it.
Yeah, you didn't use enough KY, Christopher. You gotta move that shit up.
To slip in that thing, you need a little more than that.
This is one of the episodes where I don't care that I don't get to pick the order because I wouldn't have a clue what to do anyway. So, Kevin, you won. You get to pick the order for this one.
All right. So, fans, I've been thinking about this all day.
For 45 seconds.
For 28 seconds. All day for 28 seconds.
Listening back, by the way, I still think I was I know what I meant.
I'm absolutely hashtag Team Kevin on that one. You would like, I've been thinking about this all day. And that turns. No. That turned immediately into, I don't care. I spent 15 seconds on it.
Yeah, thank
That's
you.
That's what you said.
There were two separate things. One I thought about all day. The other one I didn't care.
But you didn't say that. And you got pissy when I was like, you tried to go backwards.
Never gotten pissy in my entire life.
You get pissy all the time. You were getting pissy. You and Justin were getting pissy today. On which Total promo, which is why we have to have three promos today, because you guys were getting pissy.
I literally typed
it's like the same as mine, except with a pop culture with a pop culture draft.
It was very similar to
so
mine.
Pissy, and I was sitting there trying to work, and I was like, I don't have time for you two to be so dramatic. And
nobody cared. I can truthfully tell you, nobody cared.
All right, but so anyways, the order
seemed like you cared.
Yeah, I agree. You cared. Justin cared second most, and Kevin cared the least. All right. MVP voting says Topa cared the most. I'm going to do Kevin first, Topa second, Justin third. Nice. Honestly, don't really care about the order. I wanted to go first. Other than that, I don't really care.
I hope you're not going to do the bad thing.
What's the bad thing?
I think I know who you're taking, and it's not the bad thing, but I hope you're not doing the bad thing.
I wish I knew what the bad thing was. I'm going to end up doing the bad thing on accident.
Don't do the bad thing. In the words of my great friend, Andy, whatever his last name is, I'm going to tear into the person who does the bad thing. I'm gonna tear him a new one.
All right, the rules.
No, it's stupid. You got to do your victory lap.
No, first of all, okay, so this is fans. This is what's wrong with the show. The victory lap was supposed to be 5 minutes ago.
No, it was not. Folks, if you go back and listen, like, I don't know, 8 episodes ago, Kevin.
What did you do to your mic?
He unplugged it.
I so fixed it. Stupid. The new order is. Ah, shit, he's right.
So instead, he gets a victory tip.
Victory! Okay, victory lap. We'll just throw it in here. Chris Topa has officially become the dumbest person on this podcast. It is not even a question anymore. Wow.
I don't know why I did that so smartly.
So intro, dumb. Then the recap, I guess, and then the victory lap.
Oh, yes. Please, let's work through it right now. Let's work through it right now live. Live at the table, Justin Simmons.
We're good. Say the rules, idiot.
I don't understand why you thought the victory lap would be here. Like, you conceptually.
I honestly wrote it down that way.
It's only literally our 61st episode.
So, yeah, but we changed order at the beginning of season 3. I changed it too much. So... Fun. Kevin doesn't get a victory lap. I'm fine with that.
Yeah. We had a victory lap. You dumb. All right. I have two rules. Celebrity couples. So I think we need to define celebrity couples. It's not going to be a big deal. It's not going to come up, but I just sea level or above, right? Like they're like no Aaron Rodgers' brother and the girl from The Bachelorette, like shit like that. You know what I mean? Like
agreed.
I don't think it's going to be a problem, but I just want to establish it now.
No celebrities' siblings. And that's why you know their name.
Yeah, basically. Exactly. Well, and that kind of dovetails. So this one, I think that they both have to be legitimate celebrities. So yeah, like,
that's fair.
I don't think Rita Wilson's a celebrity. I think she's married to Tom Hanks and has been married to Tom Hanks for 30 years. So people know who Rita Wilson is. Like, I don't think whoever's married to, what is it?
I think she's an actress, Hailey Bieber? Though.
Yeah, nobody really knows who she is.
Hailey is a celebrity because
Rita Wilson
like,
is an actress. She's, but no one cares.
I would say Haley Baldwin's C or above celebrity because she's like a pretty famous model. Yeah.
Is she? Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. But what I was trying to say is like, okay, Meghan Markle's a perfect example. Like she's now a celebrity because she married into the royal family. Like that, she's not a celebrity.
You can't use either one of them then, because isn't Kate Middleton also only famous because she was?
I don't know. I wasn't taking them, so I don't know anything either, about that.
I'd say let's stay away from the royal family the best that we can because they're not really.
Yeah, they suck.
They're not.
All right, and then the last rule. This one's pretty easy. They've actually got to be like an out celebrity couple. So what I wrote was no JFK and prostitutes. So there have been cheating scandals and rumor and shit like that, but it's got to be one that's like confirmed and out and shit. So
my first pick was going to be JFK and prostitute number three. So
yeah, or that. Marilyn Monroe. Like, no, that's not gonna fly.
Taylor Swift and the Lawn Boy. That's not gonna go. Can't do it.
Did she write a song about a lawn boy?
I mean, she read a song about every boy, so probably.
It's true. I saw a boy down the street and he broke
I think Timmy once worked on Taylor Swift's yacht. She has like a house in like Newport or something.
She wrote a song about him.
Yeah, maybe Timmy was the lawn boy. Yeah. Timmy was the long lost
lawn that boy in the wife beater. So cute to me. It's a song about Timmy.
All right, let's get to the promo. So we've got fans. We've got three flipping promos today.
Gustavo's such a movie bitch. That's why we have three promos. That's
exactly. So this is what happens, man. Fans. Usually, Gustavo comes up with the promos, and usually, I would say 75 to 90% of the time, they're good promos. Yeah. We don't need to.
I'd give him a solid 80 for sure.
Yeah, I think he's a B plus performer in terms of the
promos. Which is what I'm looking for.
So today he didn't do so well. I thought. But sometimes he gets a little moody. So I had to like preface it. And he said immediately, don't care at all. Don't care in the slightest. Then Justin also came up with a promo and Topa ripped to shreds Justin's promo.
I did not rip it to shreds. What I said was, it's basically the same thing that I said. You just like changed a couple words.
I thought it was something along. He goes, I thought it was fine, but you're reading it. So whatever you want works for me. Like so passive.
Yeah, if you say it in that voice, it's always going to sound pissy.
That's how I read it.
If I was like, yeah, I thought it was fine, but whatever you want is fine. Like, that's what I said. I don't care. I literally wrote the promo in 8 seconds.
I read it how Kevin read it.
That's fine. Read it how you want.
He's getting a little butthurt now. So that's what I'm saying.
All I said was that our promos were very similar, except he used the pop culture reference from here.
I don't think that's any better than mine. Basically the same concept. LOL. Like so passive aggressive.
If you read that in a normal voice, it wouldn't come off all that aggressive.
Then Justin goes, but with a pop culture reference from over a year ago. Like, come on, man. Come on. Just own
it. That one was a little snarky. The over a year ago was a little snarky, but I was right.
One more pop culture reference than was in your
program. I just didn't realize we needed a pop culture reference.
With a pop culture draft, I thought it made sense.
I could care less.
I thought we were going for humor. I guess I was wrong.
All right. So here's Topaz. Tonight's episode is brought to you by Bag of Celeb. Are you too attractive, rich, or famous to date normal people? Then do what, by the way, Topa, great job on the punctuation. Nailed it. Could read through. I knew you were reading it,
mm-hmm. And that's why I made sure.
Yeah, it was good. Then do what the most rich and powerful do and join Bag of Celeb. We guarantee a date with a celebrity in your first 30 days or your money back. Bang/Bag of Celeb is not responsible if you're too ugly for anything but a D-list star. You got to know your limitations, man.
So it was obviously supposed to say bag. It was a typo.
Yeah, no, it's okay. He put many asterisks. Okay, that was Topaz. Here's mine. Tonight's episode is brought to you by The Rock of Love. Are you a rock and roll celebrity whose fame is fading fast? Need a boost to your sex ego? We've got you covered. You wouldn't believe how many 20-somethings want to be on VH1 and bang an old dude. Okay, that was mine. Not bad. I thought it was okay. And here's Justin's. This episode is brought to you by Entanglements. Want to be in a high-profile relationship but sleep with your son's friend? Want to be the side piece the celebrity is cheating with? Entanglements has a thing for you. I like Justin's.
I feel like they're all very fine. There was nothing wrong with any of them.
Yeah, no, there was nothing wrong with yours. But again, I had to preface it. I thought we could do better. And Justin and I did, so we're done.
I mean, sure, that's fine. Next week when I'm at work and you're like, oh, I need a promo, I'm going to say, you can do it. You do better than me, you can just do it.
I see. He's not upset at all.
Now I'm salty because you're annoying me. I didn't care.
Doesn't care in the slightest.
In the slightest.
Now that I've heard all three of them read, I really don't see a difference between any of them. I think yours was the worst. And I think Justin's was basically the same as mine, which is what I said earlier. They're basically the same. His was more topical. So you win, Justin. Congratulations.
Just listen to fans. Have you ever met somebody who will talk for something for an entire minute on their own that they're not salty about? I don't know. I would say
he's salty
in the slightest. Annoying.
Oh, okay. Right. Before you were annoying, I was fine. You just pick a fucking team.
Oh my god!
All right, first pick in this draft. This may upset Justin. I don't know, but I think they are the ideal celebrity couple. I think I love the fact that they are both beautiful, yet they own it, and also more importantly, they troll the shit out of each other. So give me Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively.
That was my number one pick.
I think they are incredible. I have nothing bad to say about either of them.
That was the only one I was confident in for the entire day was Reynolds and Lively. That's a great pick.
And panic
dope. Basically going to shoot from the hip the entire time. I really didn't have a plan. The only thing I did know was I wanted Reynolds and Lively, but you ruined that. So with my second pick, I'm going to go with a new couple.
A new couple? Don't. You're not doing this. I hope you're not doing this. But Justin, is he bringing them back?
I'm not going with Ben and J-Lo, if that's what you're thinking.
No, that's not who I was going with.
I'm going to go with a new couple that I very much enjoy both of them. I think they have great chemistry. Obviously, they're in movies together. I'm going to go with Tom Holland and Zendaya. I think they've only been together for a short period of time.
A week?
No, it's been more than a week. It's been rumored since the last Spider-Man movie came out. I think it's just been confirmed.
Which was recently. Last year, right? No, it was pre-pandemic, so it was 2 years ago.
It was recent. Like I said, they're a recent couple, but they're two people that I very much enjoy. And I feel like since I'm not in their relationship, I don't care about their actual relationship. I care that I like both of these people a lot and feel like they probably have a good relationship. But I don't know. They might hate each other.
It's fair. Yeah.
I've never forced my way into somebody else's relationship, so would know nothing about that.
All right, Justin, two in a row.
Two in a row here. Kevin, good first pick. That was definitely.
Was that the thing that you didn't want me to do?
No, nope. Okay. I wanted them, but that's not the thing I didn't want you to do.
Okay.
I'm surprised neither of you guys took this, maybe because of some infidelity or whatever. But
no, I mine was better. I know what you're going to say. I'm surprised Toby didn't take it. Go ahead.
I think they're a power couple. So I'm taking Jay-Z and Beyonce right here.
I knew I wasn't going to get them, but I wanted what I wanted.
No one was going to take
them. Nobody was taking Tom Holland and Zendaya. Yeah.
No. Don't care. This draft is
hold on. Before you say anything, Justin, on your next pick, I want to say, for me, that was either 1A. Like, I have no issues at all. I think that's a great pick. One thing I do want to say, you said Jay-Z and Beyonce. I think it's Beyonce and Jay-Z. I think it's one of the few couples that the woman is first. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's Beyonce and Jay-Z. That's fair. I can get behind that. I wasn't really, like, thinking like that when I said it. But Kevin, I definitely agree.
Because he hates women.
Yeah, right. And we decided they don't need to be active couples, right?
Mm-mm. Yeah, all time.
Specify.
All time.
Okay. He did say all time, so that's good. But with my second pick to send it back to Tope, I'm going to take two that I love personally, and I think they're very popular. I'm going to take Chrissy Teigen and John Legend.
You love them personally?
Like, no, I love them together.
Been at their wedding?
Yes. I think that they also like roast each other, make fun of each other. They seem to have a good, at least public relationship. And I love John Legend. So I'm taking John Legend. And
was she famous before him?
She's a model.
Yeah, she was a model, and she's like a cook now, like a cookbook.
Yeah, I know she's got like, she holds like a couple of shows, right? Mm-hmm. I just feel like a couple of shows.
I saw a rumor like recently that they were like getting divorced. I don't know if that's true or not. I'm not really up on my celebrity couples, but I thought Chrissy Teigen like pseudo canceled. Is that wrong?
She was sort of canceled, but I think the cancel culture didn't actually defeat her.
If you can guess my source, it was Alexa.
Yeah, right. No, she did. There was something that she said or did that was like, why'd you say that? But like, it was kind of forgotten about, I feel like, because I stopped hearing about it. But also, it does, even if they were getting divorced, like, it doesn't have to be active couples. Like, it could be people that broke up.
True. Yeah, that's true.
I prefer my couples to still be in love. That's all.
Okay.
Anyways, with my second pick, these people, they've been meant to be since they first appeared on television together many, many moons ago. One of them fucked up, went out with some old lady for a while, but they're back together now. And that's Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis.
Damn. Yeah,
good pick.
I thought I was getting them later. Good job. Hold on. First of all, some old lady.
I know it's Demi Moore. I was just trying to be like facetious.
Yeah, but like, don't. That's my first love.
Really? What did you watch? Like Striptease.
Striptease. And G.I. Jane.
G.I. Jane did it for you too. The hair.
Well, she had to take a shower in the, that. So that was good.
She was married to Bruce Willis before she was married to Ashton Kutcher. But Kutcher and Kunis blonde together, another couple that they seem to have fun together, which is important. And they roast each other and all that other good stuff that is entertaining for us as well. So,
yeah, I agree. That's
looking back, better pick than my first pick, but I got it in the second round, so it's fine.
Every pick was better than your first pick.
Yeah, I mean, I got like 18 on my list right now. That's probably better than that.
All right. Yeah, that pick was big poopy, but it's okay. It's okay. You're doing it for yourself. All right. My next pick, I'm going to take. This one, you know what? Shout out, Jared. I don't give a fuck. And then, you know what? I still think this is both for me, but also for the fans. Give me Flava Flav and Brigitte Nielsen. Always and forever. I think they, when I think of celebrity couples.
A great pick.
With a shit.
Worst pick. Because what? First of all, worst pick. Flava Flav and Brigitte.
I completely forgot about them.
Yeah.
Because I watched Flavor of Love.
You dumb.
Yeah, it's bad.
That's a
Brigitte wasn't on Flavor of Love, you fool. Yeah, they met on Surreal Life.
Everybody knows that he should have picked New York.
Two washed up celebrities that met
again. Yeah, but they were great together.
And didn't you say sea level or above? I don't think either one of them.
No, they're definitely.
Honestly, the only thing that would tell me it's Flavor Flav on the street would be the big clock around.
Yeah, so you, but you always recognize Flavor Flav. Yes, and how ridiculous he is. And then Brigitte Nielsen's
like 7-1. So
that's like a C-minus list, but I'm going to give it to you.
That's close. Exactly. If that was a good pick, we'd argue about it. But since it's not, we'll just let you have it.
All right. Well, then my next pick is going to – I'm going to take Ike and
– Ike and Tina.
Mike and Ike. No. No, I'm not taking Ike and Tina. I was like,
Jesus.
Well, you know what? I might as well just give up at this point if you guys think it's that bad. I don't think it's that bad, so it doesn't matter. I'm going to take – give me a gay couple. Give me Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi. I don't give a fuck. I don't care if she was mean to her employees. Her employees probably sucked. So fuck all the employees at the Ellen show. What is wrong with you?
He made up for his terrible pick with that pick. He made up for it. It's a good pick.
It's not a bad pick, Flava Flav and Brigitte.
We're doing a celebrity draft. Like a lot of these people are jackasses. Like there's a reason that we haven't picked probably one of the biggest celebrities possible to pick here. That's a celebrity couple because of like,
who are you talking about?
I don't have a clue.
Will and Jada. Like no, Will Smith.
Just,
Will Smith.
I just don't care. Celebrity. No, you care about Will Jada. Smith's huge. Smith.
Jada's a poop.
Yeah. I don't
Anyways,
care.
So, like, yeah. Ellen cancel culture, I guess came for her too. Right. Cause she was, terrible to her employees or being canceled. Like, who gives a shit?
I just care about her being she's a peckerhead.
Why?
I do love What's Her Tits from Arrested Development, though.
Portia, What's Her Tits?
Fantastic.
Oh my God.
She doesn't wear a bra in Arrested Development. That's why he thought of her as What's Her Tits.
I don't think that had anything to do with it. I'm going to make a pick here that I think will get me some votes from the hometown people.
Ugh.
And that's a power couple.
Nobody cares about it.
Tom Brady and Giselle.
Oh.
Tom Brady. You can't say he's not a celebrity, and Giselle is one of the biggest models of all time.
So here's my issue, and you're getting this pick. I'm not saying you don't deserve this pick. What do they do that's a power couple? They are two separate entities. I never see them together. They never do anything like coordinated. They work in completely different industries. They are not a power couple.
Well, I think it's a little different. So first of all, we're not doing power couples. We're doing celebrity couples. And they're in a different field. They're not, you're going to see Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively on the red carpet and at all these events because that's their life. Tom Brady's a football player. He doesn't do that stuff.
And there's plenty of people together. That are in different fields that
you do see them together. They go to events like the ESPYs and things like that and movie premieres and things like that. So you do see them together. They are different people, but I think that also makes them more powerful that they're both on their own. Could make a list of most popular celebrities.
It's fine. It's probably a vote getter.
Yeah, I like I said, he's not he didn't not deserve the pick. I just don't care. I don't think
it's like if you said biggest power couples, I probably wouldn't pick them, but as they're celebrity couples and we live in Boston. So yeah, you know, I'm not stupid.
Yeah, you're stupid. Stupidest one on the podcast.
I'm trying to peek at you, the crowd, real quick.
It worked last time. All right. So my next two, I know the first one for sure. I'm going to take Denzel and Pauletta Washington.
Who?
They met on
who
set. Who's Denzel Washington? And Pauletta
who the
Washington?
Fuck is his Pauletta wife. Washington?
His I've wife. They met on a set. She's an actress.
I mean, I know she's his wife, but like, what is she in?
What does she do?
Whatever movie that they met on, I don't recall, but she was an actress when they met.
That doesn't making make her, okay, that doesn't
making her a celebrity.
No, no, but it doesn't make her above a sea level.
I think she is.
She was an actress who worked in what? On a bunch of TV shows on HBO that don't really count. She was in the movie Philadelphia with Tom Hanks in 93.
And that's where they met. They met on Philadelphia because he was.
So they met on the set of Philadelphia.
No, I'm vetoing this. I'm not having this one. I don't know who the fuck she is. I didn't know they were existing.
Because you don't know who she is does not mean she's not above the sea level. I'm going to be honest with you.
I'm looking her up right now. And the only thing I see, she looks like she does more music stuff than actual movie stuff. Her first three things, like
she's multi-talented, a celebrity.
How dare you? How dare you say anything bad about Flava Flav and Brigitte Nielsen, who everybody and their mother's heard of, and you brought up Pauletta Washington, who nobody's
heard of. 13 credits as an actress.
No, this is vetoed.
And how many's 13? I don't know what credits as an actress do. I don't know how that works.
That means 13 movies, you idiot.
13 things, and honestly, TV movie, TV series. All right,
that's fine.
TV that's series, fine. TV movie, TV movie.
I have a long, long list. That is okay. That was put on my list
she's
before.
Been in Philadelphia. Like, that's the only movie she's been in.
Yeah,
it looks like according to this list.
Okay, so that's fine. I'll just as Kevin would say, quick pivot. Victoria and David Beckham. You're gonna tell me that they're not celebrities?
That's fine. No, don't get snippy with us because you tried to pick a couple that doesn't exist.
Hey, first of all, they exist. Second of all, Denzel Washington's huge, and I didn't know we were like Paul. I know she was an actress too. Third of all, I don't know what Victoria Beckham does, so I was genuinely asking.
She's
does
Posh
that count?
Spice.
Victoria Beckham was Posh Spice, and she has a massive.
That makes sense. Like clothing thing, right? Like
yeah, huge, clothing yeah, and fashion. Spread. Yeah, she's huge.
Okay, good.
Wait, wasn't she also in? Was she the one that was in porn?
I don't know.
I think she was the one. One of them was in Playboy at one point. It might have been Victoria Beckham too. Like Victoria Beckham is a huge star.
And because I am a huge Eva Mendes fan and a lot of the female population is a huge Ryan Gosling fan, I'm going to take Ryan Gosling and Eva Mendes.
When did this happen?
I just found out like 3 days ago that
they have kids together.
I literally just found this out doing research 5 minutes ago or 5 minutes before we started the show.
They've been married for like quite some time and have children.
No,
I have no idea. I found somehow this came up the other day. I was at work. I was talking to one of my buddies at work and it came up and I was like, wait, what? They're a thing. So good for Gosling.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Amen.
And I feel like as far as I love Posh, but I feel like Brady, Giselle greater than Beckham.
No, I disagree.
I disagree because as a couple, they do more together. No, not just go out, but they do stuff together. Like Victoria,
Brady's bigger
like,
than Beckham.
Wait, no.
Giselle is bigger than Posh.
Tom Brady is one of the
I don't
most
know if Giselle
athletes.
Is bigger than Posh. Posh is huge.
Yeah, maybe not there, but Tom Brady is the most probably one of the most popular athletes of all time, if not the. However, as a couple, you don't think like Brady and Giselle, Tom and Giselle, but you definitely think Victoria and David Beckham.
And also more importantly, and again, this doesn't really matter. We're a US podcast, 91%. I looked it up the other day, 91% of our fans and our listeners have come from
Uganda's holding us down with the other nine.
But if you do look internationally, it's not even close. Those two, Giselle and Tom, not even in the same breath as David and Victoria.
Yeah, but internationally, I don't care.
I have so many more. Let's do 8 rounds.
I care about America.
No. All right.
My
you're
pick
up.
In the fourth round, I'm going to take Emily Blunt and John Krasinski.
You're just going to go all Massachusetts, huh?
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Well, Emily Blunt's from, I got international in Massachusetts there.
So I thought when you were talking about the local flavor, I thought you were talking about John Krasinski.
No, I knew Justin wasn't going to pick John Krasinski, so I knew I could wait. I think they're great. They're both very popular. Emily Blunt has gotten huge in the last few years. They made a movie together that was really good, and they also seem like a pretty cool couple. So I'm happy with that pick.
What is John in?
He's in The
Office. He's The Office. He's Jim in The Office.
Jim. Okay. Yeah.
Right. And he's in a bunch of
I think Jack, is it Jack Reacher? He's in one of those.
Jack Ryan.
And he's in a movie with George Clooney that no one cares about.
He knows. Justin knows him. He just needed to tell who he was.
Quiet Place. He's the dad.
All right. I'm actually very surprised that these two lasted this long. And this is one of those situations where the woman is absolutely outshining the man, but the man is still a pretty successful guy. Give me Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard.
That was my next pick.
Yeah, I love Kristen Bell. There's literally, I don't care. You tell me tomorrow that she ran over a box of puppies, I'd still be like, she's pretty awesome. Still love her.
I was looking at that. I just don't know who the guy was. I tried to stick with people that I knew.
Yeah, Dak. I mean, you picked
Paul. Wait, hold on. Paul out of Washington. Yeah,
well, I knew Denzel. Yeah, you're right.
Paul out of Washington. That's it.
That's fair. But Denzel's so big, and I didn't know we were going with, like, both need to be severe celebrities. So I was just trying to get votes there.
We know that Justin is not going to take Lennon and Paul McCartney and Yoko Ono.
Yoko Ono.
Shepard, not, like, super famous, but famous enough that he has to this list.
Shepard is not super famous because you think like movies and stuff, but I think he's a producer in a lot of stuff, which is where he kind of blows up a little bit more. So
Kristen Bell is great in just about everything I've ever seen her in. So.
Yeah. Run Over a Box of Puppies. I'm still
loving. Good Place. Fantastic, by the way. She's so
All right. This one, I think, is our first real broken up couple. I mean, we all think Flava Flav and Brigitte are together in our heart. but these two are never getting back together, and it's sad.
Taylor Swift and John Mayer?
Brad Pitt has been with a lot of people, but for me, this is the one that's always, always the right one. So Brad and Jennifer Aniston. And Jennifer Aniston.
Talked to Alexa earlier about if couples that weren't together anymore counted, and I was like, probably won't. So I didn't write Brad and Angie and Jennifer Aniston down, and now I'm furious.
Yeah,
that you just picked them in the fifth round.
They are America's original sweetheart couple. There's nothing bad you can say about them. I'm just upset that they're not together. That's it. And poor Jennifer. I don't think Brad's bounced around, and he seems to be okay. I don't know if Jennifer's ever.
You can't recover from dating a guy like Brad Pitt.
Angelina Jolie recovered.
Did she? She's a weirdo.
Yeah, she is. She kissed her dad.
Yeah, she fucking dated Billy Bob Thornton, for Christ's sakes. Like, she's an absolute creep weirdo.
And Justin, just because you probably don't know, she didn't just kiss her dad. She like Frenched her dad at the
was it her carpet. Dad or her brother? That was her brother.
No, I thought, wasn't it John Voight that she like made out with?
Oh, that's right. I thought it was her brother, but
it was a very close family member. Dad, brother, somebody she should not have been making out with.
Weird regardless.
Now, if you've been a listener to this show, then you know one thing has remained true throughout all three seasons. And it's that the Jonas Brothers are back.
This is where I thought you were going. This is where I thought you were going early. And I was like, oh my God, if he takes them first. Oh.
So.
Which one are you taking?
There are two Jonas relationships. Maybe I'll take the next one in the next one. But I think this one, because I don't know who Priyanka is, I know she's famous. Sophie Turner is amazing.
Yeah, but she's with the ugly Jonas.
No, I think Kevin's the ugliest of the three.
Oh, you're just dropping the gate because his name's Kevin.
Well, that definitely hurts him. But I'm going to pick, so Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner. They seem pretty cool. Love Sophie Turner and love the Jonas Brothers as a whole. So give me, and he has that other band that he was in with the Cake by the Ocean song, which is apparently about banging. I had no idea.
Sometimes you just say things that I am left speechless.
I could tell. I saw you like move. Your mouth was moving, but nothing was coming out.
All right. So I'm going to take Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse here. Just kidding. That was going to get fought hard, I thought. I'm trying to stick with couples that are still together, but there's some that are broken up that I love. I feel constipated with trying to pick this next pick here. I'm going to take Alicia Keys and Swiss Beatz with the fifth round.
I didn't know they were a thing.
I knew were. That, but I didn't care.
I love Alicia Keys a lot.
Beats with a Z, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah, we know that.
I'm just saying, just for the people. Maybe people didn't know. Now they do.
Why are you just giving us facts that nobody gives a fuck about?
Because, Kevin.
Ooh, Cake by the Ocean's about sex.
Oh man. I'm going to go with the iconic couple from when I was growing up, early on in my younger age. And I'm going to go with, there's two of them, and I don't know which blonde girl to take. Jesus. I'm going to take Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears.
You're not, hold on. No, that is not the iconic relationship when you were growing up.
Yes, it is. What was?
Brad and Angelina. 100% was the iconic relationship.
No, they were like older than me. Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears were like my age.
They dated for like a week.
So?
They're both older.
Closer to me. Those couple of years matter, Kevin.
And that JT, that wasn't even the biggest JT relationship.
No, he's with what's her tits? Jessica Biel.
I think it's more they both have bigger names.
He was with Jessica Biel. Was he with Jessica Alba too?
I don't think so. He was Cameron Diaz for a while.
I was between that and I don't want to say it yet, but I don't think
I don't know really how long that they were like a thing, but I guess that's whatever. I don't care. I'm gonna
get sympathy votes because everybody's trying to free her from her dad right now, and that's how I just won.
No. I'm sorry. No.
This pick is either going to get me a ton of votes or nobody's going to give a shit. And that's how I like to live my life. So I'm going to take Chip and Joanna Gaines from HGTV. They have that show together.
I don't think that they qualify as above sea level. We had
Flava Flav is above the sea level.
We had an episode where I think we were doing reality TV shows, and you said, and I quote, paraphrasing the quote, but basically same idea. I didn't know their names. Is that Chip and Joanna when Justin took House Hunters International, whatever the
just because I don't know them doesn't mean they're not famous. So, I don't name any rapper from like now, and I wouldn't be able to tell you his name. It doesn't mean he's not famous.
I do not think that they are C-list celebrities, but I also don't think that Flava Flav and Brigitte are C-list celebrities either. However, that was a bad pick. Chip and Joanna Gaines is a good one, so I can't allow it.
So hold on. First of all, Brigitte was big in the 80s. Just because you're a baby back bitch and don't know anything
Kevin before the year you were born. One or two in the 80s at the highest.
I know. He's the man, huh? He's so much older than me. He's so cool.
Her and Sly way better than her.
No, Flav.
I gotta be honest.
Yeah, boy.
I think...
I can't allow it to count, Toba. That's a good pick, and it breaks the rules.
That's ridiculous. No.
It doesn't break the rules. They're on television.
No.
Breaks the rules.
They're not.
I've been on television.
Says the guy who tried to get Pauletta Washington through somehow. And these are two famous people.
They're not famous.
Flava Flav and Brigitte Nielsen are not famous.
Yes, they are. Pauletta
Washington has more actress credits than Chip and Joanna Gaines combined.
I bet Chip and Joanna Gaines has more money.
If she does not count... Neither do they. No, she doesn't, because she's married to Denzel Washington.
I wasn't counting Denzel's half. I'm going to count her half.
Yeah, same but even, account. But they're married.
When, I was going to say, even when they get divorced, her half that she gets from Denzel.
This is a theme now in this season where I make a great pick with my last pick, and you guys unjustly take it away.
Why? When was the other ones?
Pitch Perfect in the movie soundtracks. I wasn't allowed, even though it 100% should have been
allowed. Yeah, we agreed with that one. I just thought that was funny to block you.
I really do think I think this one's borderline. I don't think
I should be allowed to have this.
No, I don't think so.
These people are. Ask 100 people on the street who's more famous, Chip and Joanna or Flava Flav and Brigitte Nielsen, and you're getting 100 out of 100 saying Chip and Joanna.
That's just not even true. No,
I think it is.
Unless you ask Kevin, unless Kevin's one of the people, it's 100% true.
Flava Flav and Brigitte Nielsen haven't done anything since 2005, and people still know them.
Because how stupid they were. First of all, Brigitte Nielsen, I haven't thought about since 2005.
Next pick, Christopher.
Draft's under protest.
No, it doesn't matter. You can't. Fine. Then he's only getting five, Justin. That's fine.
This draft will be thrown out.
Okay. All right. My last.
You know what? I'm giving him Chip and Joanna Gaines.
I am going to take. All right. So you can't get more famous than this. You can't do it.
Brigitte fucking Nielsen.
I'm going to take Paris and Helen of Troy. You can't get more famous. The face that launched a thousand.
Also, Kevin just wants to lose, I guess.
No, you what can't. Is
it, Paris and Helen of Troy.
Helen of Troy. That's a true love story.
Who the fuck are they? Who's Paris?
Paris Helen is, of Troy, is I know who that is. Paris is the one that stole Helen of Troy. That's Orlando Bloom from the movie Troy. That's a great. That is literally one of the most famous couples of all time. Like, I wasn't going to take Romeo and Juliet because they're not real.
Because, like, any other, like, historical couple would have been a way better pick than
Paris. What historical? Give me another historical couple. I was thinking about Mark Anthony and Cleopatra.
But I'm like, too angry that you unjustly tried to rob me of something that I deserve.
No.
Mona Lisa and the guy that painted her.
Helen of Troy, they weren't together.
Well, in James's mind, they were. Yeah, screw you, dude.
The rule was they had to be out couples. They couldn't be JFK and prostitutes. Couldn't be Mona Lisa and the guy who painted her.
You know who's an out couple? Chip and Joanna Gaines.
No,
true.
Sorry.
Agreed.
I'm taking Chip and Joanna Gaines.
You're not getting it.
Justin agreed with me. We're at a 2/3.
I did.
Justin agreed majority. With me.
This is already too late. You can't just build back on that.
No, I said it. I said it as you tried to push on, Kevin. Chip and Joanna Gaines are far and beyond Flava Flav and Brigitte, in my opinion. Thus, I have to side with Topa. You won me over, you lose.
You're such a liar. If I bitched about it enough,
I'd that is going to be all right. So it's going to be the poll tonight. And all right, here's what we'll do, Christopher. Right now, pick a backup. How confident are you?
No. You wouldn't let me.
No, you're going to shut up.
Because you didn't have a 2/3 compromise. You had three people against you. I have two people saying that I have a reasonable answer here.
And then I got the fans to agree with me that tacos is
the fans
right.
aren't part of the
afterwards,
show.
But all three of us were against you. Here's so what no we're
backup.
Do.
Just let them have Chip and Joanna. I don't want to deal with this. No backup.
Nope. It's going to be a poll tonight. If Chip and Joanna win, Topa, if you're confident in them winning, then just pick a backup just in case. If people say that Flava Flav and Brigitte Nielsen are more popular than Chip and Joanna Gaines in the poll, you have to pick. No, you have to go with your backup.
There's what has to be asked. Who is more famous? Chip and Joanna Gaines, and that's it. Or Flava Flav and Brigitte Nielsen. Those are all that you don't put where the Chip and Joanna Gaines are from. You don't put,
I wasn't
any
put anything else.
That's you don't cheat all the time in your place.
I do not. And I'm interested. I'm intrigued in how this one will play out. So Toba, what's your backup just in case?
He doesn't get a backup. He gets this. Uh-huh. He's got to put it on the line.
You don't get to make the rules.
He's putting it on
the beauty
line.
Of the show is that we already have a 2/3, which is the rule, by the way, that I get to have Chip and Joanna.
The 2/3, so this whole thing is irrelevant. The 2/3 flipped. Justin right, so was you, with me, and then he flipped to your side.
You can just because
I proved
to him
me over
that I
was
he did. Correct.
So then he gets Chip and Joanna. I vote for Chip and Joanna. All three people gave it to him.
No, we're doing the pool.
That is what I wanted. Anyway, so that's perfect.
Done. We're doing the pool. Anyway.
Some people that we didn't choose: Ben and J Lo, Kanye and Kim, Leslie Mann and Judd Apatow.
Yeah.
Nicole Kidman, Keith Urban.
She threw up on Steve Carell.
That's correct.
The blonde that I was between Justin and Brittany. I was thinking about Nick Lachey and Jessica Simpson.
I had them
show together, they were like an awesome couple. But I ended up going with Justin and Brittany, and I now regret it because I really loved Nick Lachey and Jessica Simpson.
Also,
especially when she was like tuna fish. Is that like chicken of the sea? Go on.
The
Bonnie
Beavers,
and Clyde, Bonnie and
Gabrielle
Clyde.
Union and Dwayne Wade. Bonnie and Clyde better than Paris and Helen of Troy. Just saying. Oprah and Stedman. Oprah and Stedman was a great
No. That literally does not qualify.
Oh, that's right. Stedman's not famous. You're right. Stedman's not famous. You're right.
Literally, I didn't even know that Oprah was married. I always thought that Dave Chappelle's skit about him having baby daddy was a real opportunity. Like, I never knew that Stedman existed.
Ciara and Russell Wilson, if you want a less version of a quarterback. Anyway, the ones that we did pick, Kevin, you took Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively.
Nailed it.
Flava Flav and Brigitte Nielsen.
Nailed it.
Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi.
No man has nailed it, but I did pretty well.
So far, you've nailed 2 out of 3.
Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard.
Nailed it.
Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston.
No, oh my God, nailed it.
And Paris and Helen of Troy.
That one I'm a little bit less confident.
You have a very, very strong 4. If you win, it's because of those 4. And you have 2.
I have the most famous couple in history.
Justin, did you know who Paris and Helen of Troy were?
Absolutely not.
Justin is a known idiot. And you are the dumbest one on the podcast.
Most of our fans are, I would assume, between Justin and I's level.
How about this? Justin, put this poll up. More famous, Helen and Troy. And
you
Paris.
Know the poll that's going up. I'm not changing it now.
Nobody cares about that.
We're
going to
have so many polls.
Nobody cares about that.
I had the second pick. I picked Zendaya and Tom Holland.
Hold on, hold on, Till. But you want to know why Kevin's so defensive about this poll and saying nobody cares about it? Because he fucking knows he's going to lose.
Chip and Joanna Gaines are going to win. No, no, because if you had put something on it, as in some consequence, I would have been for it. But you were like, pick a backup. So there was no negative really for him.
No, well,
I would have had a lesser pick than Chip and Joanna, which is a great pick.
Agreed.
Anyways,
he probably had no more on his list.
I have a couple more. Zendaya and Tom Holland, Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis, Tom Brady and Giselle, Emily Blunt and John Krasinski, Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner, and Chip and Joanna Gaines. The only thing I would change is I would probably move Zendaya and Tom Holland down, but I'm still happy.
down five rounds.
Down maybe though. off your team.
I don't think so. I do think I would have taken Zendaya and Tom Holland, but I'm also very happy with everyone else on my team. So I don't think I agree that I didn't need to take them in the first round, but I don't think it hurt my team in the long run because you didn't pick anyone, Justin, that I had on my, obviously JC and Beyonce, but that's fine. You didn't pick anyone I had on my list, and Kevin, you didn't pick anyone I had on my list besides Bell and Shepard. So I feel
you
like
you said you wanted Brad and Jennifer if your wife was better at this.
Yeah, but I hadn't thought about them, so I don't really count them.
I'm just surprised you didn't pick Jay-Z and Beyonce. Very surprised.
Looking back, I probably should have gone Jay and Bay, but it is what it is. Justin, you had the third pick. You took Jay-Z and Beyonce, Chrissy Teigen and John Legend, David Beckham and Victoria Beckham. I almost called her Posh. Ryan Gosling and Eva Mendes, Alicia Keys and Swizz Beatz, and Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears.
It's Swizz Beatz, not he. The Z is only at the Beatz.
Swizzy.
Yeah, definitely think I have the most famous list. We'll see if it's the most popular.
There's no way you had the most famous list.
Kevin, you lost the famous card when you chose Flava Flav and Virginia's.
I just feel like Timberlake Spears was a very strategic, like they weren't really a like big couple, but
they were a couple
super famous.
And yeah, it's like taking any one of the John Mayer bangs. Like that doesn't really
count. Like the Taylor Swift John Mayer pick. It's very similar, except
they didn't date. They just banged. I wouldn't pick them. Mm-hmm. Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears dated.
They were a couple like a week, 3 weeks, but it is what it is. You didn't break the rules. You didn't break the rules, and it was an intelligent pick. So I got to be honest with you. I'm worried about Justin's list.
Should be worried about mine.
No one's worried about your last pick.
You might get a couple sympathy LOLs when they see Flava Flav. That's basically all you're getting.
No, you guys are very, once again, very much mistaken.
Also, Kevin said I was going to win last week, and then I lost. So whatever.
Yeah, I said, no. I said I wanted your list. I agree. But I only wanted the Guardians. That was the only thing that I thought I missed out on and that you did better than me. But it's fine.
But anyways, this draft's officially in the books. Poll will be out on Thursday. For Justin and Kevin, I'm Topa. See you next time.
Flava Flav!